It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Listen, we know that inflation has impacted so many things in our lives, and when it comes to how we spend our money, when we choose to spend money, how we actually execute the spending of the money. And one thing that has come into vogue even more lately as a result of us watching our pennies even more closely is the use of payment apps, you know, the ones such as PayPal, Venmo, Zelle. We're going to cover how inflation is changing the way we use these payment apps. And we had a chance to catch up with Bailey Schultz. She's a consumer news reporter with USA Today, and she's bringing us the story. Here's our interview that we had the opportunity to do with Bailey. You know, there's no question that inflation is impacting us as consumers in many, many different ways. We're having to be smarter about choices. We're having to be more selective in spending and all the rest. One of the other things that's happening is that in social settings, you're finding people maybe not being as casual or cavalier about who picks up the little tab here or there for the drinks you may have just had, for example. There's a lot more splitting going on, and that splitting is made much more efficient as a result of various apps out there intended to help you do this. Paint the picture for us, Bailey. Tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, so there was a report that came out recently that found that people are using payment apps like Cash App, Zelle, Venmo differently as we're seeing inflation start to rise and sort of affect the prices that we're paying as consumers. And so what this report found was that people are kind of turning to these apps more often. They're using them to split costs in new ways due to inflation. And this is according to a survey from Forbes Advisor and one poll that asked about 1,000 US adults. But this is something that's especially prevalent among sort of these younger consumers, so like 18 to 25, then 26 to 41 is that group that's really seeing this sort of shift to payment apps as inflation is rising.
And so they're shifting to payment apps specifically more for the purpose of being able to split the bill, for example, right? That's what's at play here.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of reasons people turn to these apps. They actually broke down some of the more popular things people use these apps to pay. So we saw restaurant tabs, groceries, rent. Yeah, these were all some of the more popular reasons people are splitting the bills. Also saw gas payments are up there, which makes sense when we saw gas prices rising pretty rapidly in recent months.
But at the heart of it, I mean, these apps have been around for a while. This obviously doesn't help with the amount you're spending. You're going to spend that amount either way. Where it diverges here is when you might be in a social setting and you've got a bill or a tab that needs to be or could be split, right? That's really the essence of your article is about.
Yeah. So these apps are very useful for you go out with friends somewhere and, okay, someone can pick up the tab and split the bill with everyone else, where it makes it easy where you can just send a notification to someone like, hey, I bought this dinner, but here's a request for like half of the amount of what I pay on the tab. So this makes it very easy to kind of go out in social settings with friends and not worry about having to foot the bill yourself. But it seems like some people think that some of these payment app users take it too far, where 2 out of 5 young adult users who were in the survey said they received requests for, quote, a petty amount of money. And so a lot of people say that's like anything under $5, really not worth requesting, but they will still get those sort of requests where, hey, I bought this food for us, or maybe I bought this bottle of wine. Can you send me $5 and we can split that?
Yep. So as your article points out, apparently Forbes did a survey. They point out that half of the users on these apps now are using it to split costs when they otherwise might not be, you know, in better times. And it's worth making the point, what might be viewed as petty a year ago is transformed today as a result of the financial pressures we all face. And even just buying our basics, our staples, our cost of living has gone up, no doubt. And so that threshold of what is viewed as petty has been a moving target and certainly perhaps at play here as well.
Yeah, so I spoke to someone who actually uses these payment apps, and she told me that, yeah, for one example, she went out with friends for dinner one night. We got a bottle of wine, someone purchased it, and then a couple days later, she got a Venmo request for $5 to help cover the bottle of wine. And for her, I think she was sort of, had two mindsets on this. For one, like, her thought immediately was like, oh, that's so petty, it's $5, do you really need $5 for me? And on the other end, she was saying, at the same time, she knows she needs to be sensitive to people's financial situations. People are just dealing with high inflation now, you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes for a lot of people, and so for someone, that $5 Venmo request, might be significant.
Yeah, what's petty to one person may not be to another, and so on. How do these apps, you know, one thing that if you're talking about especially like $5 amounts, you could easily split with cash as well, as opposed to moving cash through one of these apps. What is it specifically that these apps are doing for us that makes the utility of the app meaningful in the context of splitting a bill?
Yeah, I think especially for these younger consumers, it's just very common these days to not have cash on hand. And so when you're going out somewhere with friends, you don't have to go to an ATM and get out cash. And it just makes that sort of process much faster, much more convenient to sort of send them $5, $10 with a couple taps on the phone instead of having to physically go to an ATM, find your debit card, take out the ATM money. Whereas when you're doing it with your phone, it can be done in just an instant.
Yeah, really interesting. Times are indeed changing. Using technology to help address our economic challenges today, in this respect, using them specifically to help split a bill with a friend, a colleague, whatever it may be in a social situation. Obviously, the use of these apps has gone up significantly, and the use of them specifically to split bills has gone up significantly as a result of our behaviors being modified and challenged by the economic conditions we all face today. Really interesting. Bailey Schultz, we appreciate you being on. You're a money reporter for USA Today. Interesting stuff, indicative of our times. Appreciate you being on, Bailey.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Okay, very good. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.